Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The media has been covering the testimony of rap artist Kanye West and asking, is it true or not? That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to the broadcast table to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This has been a polarizing issue. Can you give us some examples of things that are being said and maybe some guidance as believers today?
There has been a lot of fairly strong reaction among both Christians and non-Christians, from rejoicing on one end of the spectrum to vilifying him at the other end, with a lot of people in between. The Daily Beast ran an article in October with the title, Kanye West, Jesus is King, is Fake Christianity at its Finest. And of that album, the article cynically says, now we have what many expect to be West's first full foray into gospel, and well, it just sounds like Kanye being Kanye with more scripture. And back in October, West apparently said, if you believe that Jesus died for your sins, then you know the gospel. That's the gospel. It's simple. Christians, we'd be making it too hard for people to come and be involved in this. And then just a couple of weeks ago, West performed at the Astroworld Festival in the Houston area, where Marilyn Manson also performed his hit song, Antichrist Superstar. So that's not good. On the other hand, a lot of people are praising Kanye for turning his life around and being outspoken for the Lord, and they say young believers make a lot of mistakes, and so many are forgiving, at least for now. And personally, I'm probably somewhere between being cautiously skeptical and cautiously optimistic. Only the Lord knows the truth of the matter, but if I were discipling him, I would advise him to drop off the radar for at least a couple of years, learn the Word of God, and quietly serve the Lord out of the public eye. Paul cautions people in ministry or going into ministry, don't be a novice, because they can be puffed up with pride and fall into the condemnation of the devil.
David James with his Bible in his hand and the details on the report that rap artist Kanye West is now a born-again Christian. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dave's report on the testimony of Kanye West having received Jesus Christ as his Savior is cautiously optimistic. As a new convert, Kanye needs to spend time in the Bible before he moves full force into Christian ministry. The lyrics to Kanye's song, Jesus is King, is not correct today. 1 John chapter 2 states that Jesus is now our intercessor. Jesus indeed will be king when God the Father gives him his dominion and makes him king. And that happens when Jesus comes back to the earth. Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. Ministry for Christian ministers must be biblically correct. We all must study God's prophetic word, which is one-third of the Bible. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...